All right, now I'm going to pick A for X. So A is 3 plus 3 plus 2. Let's just get that rolling. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. All right. So, and then A for X. So the 4 refers to the fact that we're going to subdivide the third group only. All right. So what that means is 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 1, 2. All right, so that's the only group we're gonna subdivide. So it'll sound like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. And that's not a very difficult rhythm. And then let's see about the rest. I chose X, so that means we're gonna eliminate groups 1 and 2. So that means we're gonna take out the 2 threes, and all we're left with is the 2. So it'll sound like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, so that's pretty easy. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But it makes you rhythmically conscious for those of you who haven't really been thinking, you know, in different parts of the bar. For more advanced students, we could double that up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, so that's pretty fun. So try taking it to different keys and, you know. So this little worksheet, this page 1, if you see towards the bottom, it says use a pencil and choose a category and write it out. So I would write out in this A4X, I would write out 3 plus 3 plus 2. And then I would underline, when I chose the number 4, I would underline the third group, meaning that's the group I'm going to subdivide. And then when I chose letter X, I crossed out those two, the first two, like I did on the example. And so that that gives you your underlying rhythm. And so that pretty much takes care of the whole page 1. Let's just do one final example.